Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Bishop moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and has Bishop trapped. Lyons throws to third, and Kaum tags Bishop for the out. Haas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball towards center. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Shires moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. There goes Jolly trying to get to third. Simmons throws the ball into McNair, who tags Jolly for the out. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shires. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Shires steals second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Kerr reaches third base with a triple. Shires scores. Krause goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Shires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. Boley reaches second base with a double. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr fields it and tags Boley, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Willie Kaum. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Jeffries now playing third base. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.